Hello, and thanks for tuning in to KPCRadio.com. I'm Paulina Vidanez, and you're listening to The Studio, a show where we get to learn a little bit more about the amazing artists here at Pierce. I'm here today with fellow Brahma Ronald Liu, a studio art student, right?
Yep.
And tea enthusiast. He's also assisted in the gallery and the student art shows. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
How are you doing today?
Great. I had iced coffee that I made myself.
Ooh, nice.
They actually sell like vanilla syrup at Smart and Final.
Yeah, I love that. Do you get the big bottles?
I do. We don't have small bottles, but that only incentivizes
it. Yeah. talking about artwork, what draws you most to doing art?
I think for me, I like realistic art, and I think what fuels that is my curiosity with like just weird or interesting or beautiful objects. A lot of my art tends to focus on food items, especially fruits, vegetables, things that are like kind of alive, that are like before you cut them up. So yeah, a lot of it stems from like that sense of curiosity.
Aside from like, I guess, food inspiration or just like pretty things inspiration, do you have anyone in particular in your life that made you want to pursue art?
I find that a lot of my art is kind of self-motivated, but there are definitely like a lot of things like when you're younger, you watch as an artist, like, or just anyone, you look at comic books, you watch anime, Cartoon Network, all those like shows that have really nice art, and you kind of like really like it and you want to pursue it. And usually it starts like not that serious, because I feel like a lot of families and people in general, they don't think art is something that people can pursue seriously. So it kind of like is always sits in the back of your mind while you're pursuing something else that you think would make money. But after a while you realize, hey, I want to do art, and I'm gonna start trying to like practice and get better.
So what is there any particular like cartoon or show that really drew your attention to like art style, like colors maybe?
When I was younger, I tended to like kind of like shows that had a lot of like creatures or monsters. I think Yu-Gi-Oh was one of my first shows that I liked. They had very interesting monsters.
They have really great designs in Yu-Gi-Oh.
They do.
And like the color is amazing in that show. That's debatable, but totally. That's one of, like, especially, like, the anime sort of style ones have really influenced a lot of people. So we did speak a little bit at the beginning of the semester, and you don't have an Instagram account yet or a site. So you've never gotten around to making one or, like, kind of making a mini online profile, right?
Actually, I kind of have one, but it's only for me to, like, view art. There's, like, a kind of nervousness between, like, actually making an Instagram account for me, because sometimes your art can be very personal, and it might take a while there's a process to think, like, when do you feel like you want to be able to share what's very personal?
Mm-hmm. Are you just kind of, like, nervous to share those things because they are so, or do you, like... Because a lot of people do make art that isn't, like, entirely personal. Like, you just draw, like, still lifes of things that aren't necessarily, like, important to you. Is there anything in particular that's, like, pushing you back besides, like, that personal aspect of making a social account?
I think there's also a few other things that I worry about. For example, there's a lot of art theft online nowadays. Even if you sign your work, someone from another country could, like, use whatever you post and print it on stuff, and you would get nothing, not even a mention.
Yeah, it's really difficult.
Yeah, and let me think. I had something in mind. Also, another thing is, like, being in school and being artist can be a little, like, stressful sometimes, and I'm not exactly sure if I could post, like, regularly. Mm-hmm. And I think posting some at least helps, and it might build up. And I think that's kind of what motivates me, is having a place to share the art, but kind of being afraid that if I don't post for a while, everyone will think I'm dead.
Do you think you wouldn't be that kind of person to post, like, the occasional works in progress, sketches and stuff?
I think that would be a fun thing to do, because, like, it's unlikely that I'm gonna finish one whole piece really quick, and at least showing progress shots, people might understand, like, have insight on how it's made, on my process, and
Do you, like, since you kind of speak about it like that, like, are you interested in doing, like, art education, like teaching in that sort of sense?
Actually, I plan to go to CSUN to get my bachelor's, and I might get my master's or MFA, master's in fine arts there.
For education or for studio art?
For studio art, and actually in a professional setting, to be a teacher for studio arts, you actually don't need a teaching credential, which is usually about one year of education after you get your bachelor's, because people consider like a master's as more well-trained because it takes like 2 years. Mm-hmm. Except I actually talked to my professor one time, like, because of this, sometimes people who do decide to teach arts without the knowing how to teach other people or being trained in that, they might not be as a great teacher, even if they do have amazing art.
Yeah, I understand that. So how do you feel about, like, how do you feel about the stigma of people being like, if you can't do, then teach, and then have wanting to do that sort of thing in arts education? Like, how do you, like, since I know you're a very capable artist, do you think you want to try to break that sort of stigma?
I think so, but at the same time, like, I feel like a lot of professors, like, or a lot of students, when you're trying to learn, you kind of want to look for, like, professors who could teach something that you kind of yourself want to, like, understand. For example, if you wanted to do like comic books or illustration, you would want to learn art from like a professor that draws realistically versus a professor that paints abstractly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then moving back to the art aspect, is there a medium that you haven't touched that you'd want to try out in the near future?
I actually do. I've tried out a lot of wet mediums like paints, but I've never touched really pastels. Mm-hmm. And especially this thing called pan pastels.
What are pan pastels?
So pan pastels, they're like, so pastels in general, they're kind of like this kind of chalky, colory substance. And pan pastels, they're actually in like little pans. They look like makeup kits. And you apply them by like, they're in a powdery form. You apply them on like your substrate by just like brushing on it. It's very similar to like how people apply makeup. Mm-hmm. And the results are really, I don't know how to explain it. It's very, it feels very, like, powder light. It's, like, really pretty.
So, like, as opposed to, like, painting with pastels, which is kind of similar with, like, to, like, using crayons
a little bit. Yeah.
It's more like painting, I guess?
It kind of is, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never actually heard about that. Yeah. What about with ink? What is your favorite ink to work in?
I think ink-wise, when I think of ink, I tend to think of like this substance called India ink, which is generally, once it dries, it's waterproof, and it's generally black. And I know a lot of artists, they use India ink to like do a line drawing of whatever art they want to do, and then they color it in with something like watercolor. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then what is your least favorite medium to work with?
I really like a lot of mediums.
And yeah, because really, you've done a lot of things with like, you've done so many classes here, like ceramics, like watercolor, life drawing, right?
Yeah, which is pencil.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the worst to work with?
My least favorite is pencil, actually.
Really?
Because it's not a true black, so even if you shade dark, it generally is like
gray tone plus like kind of silvery
glossy
look.
Annoyance. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you drew like maybe adding charcoal or just using charcoal from get-go, or maybe black color pencil would be better. Mm-hmm. And another thing with just pencils is that they're very tedious because you're drawing with a really small bit and shading takes forever. Yeah. On the bright side though, it's you have a lot of control because of that too. Mm-hmm. And you can make very, very realistic drawings.
Yeah. It's just that the smudging isn't as great as it is with charcoal.
Yeah.
So, pencils. What about your second least favorite?
I love all mediums, but I'm going to have to say oil paints because they are beautiful and it's very fun to work with, but the cleanup is the worst of all art supplies.
The cleanup is, if for those of you who don't know, the cleanup is basically, like, turpentine and, like, there's no guarantee that all of your clothes will come out clean. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I got like an oil paint stain on one of my pants. I didn't wear it today, but I should have, just to show you. Like, it's been like 2 years of constant washing every like now and then. It still hasn't come off.
Yeah.
Just get like yellow stains.
Yeah, anything to do with oil, and like even if you're cooking and you like get oil or like anything on you, it's just a pain to get out. Now imagine that with like pigment, and it's just never gonna come out. Never yeah. wear your nice clothes to painting day, basically. Yeah. Since you've taken a couple art classes here at Pierce, what would you say has been your favorite class so far?
Okay, that is a hard one.
Really?
Can I say two?
Yeah, of course.
It's between watercolor, and that turned out to be my favorite medium, and my instructor was really nice, and she was very open to like accommodating like what you want to do, and like she taught well.
Did you take it just with Monica, or was there another instructor?
There used to be another instructor, but she didn't come back, and there was another outside instructor from like Pierce Extensions. I never took him because like he didn't fit my schedule, so like when Monica said, hey, I have watercolor, I was like, ooh, watercolor. And I think my other one is ceramics, because I've never really tried 3D until that, and it's just amazing to like hold something that you made. And I actually made a cup that I use like every day, so it's like it's very practical, and like it's just amazing to see something you make and use it too.
Mm-hmm. What about, have you ever done like a sculpture class here at Pierce too?
I have, and I actually plan to take it next semester maybe.
Yeah, the biggest thing about classes here is just like the lab fees, so you have to accommodate for that.
Yes,
so.
It tends to be around 70 to 60, right?
Yeah, I think the lab fee for sculpture is 60, which isn't super bad. It's better than having to buy all the materials, of
right,
course.
And then bake the clay or whatever yourself.
Yeah, but baking the clay with ceramics yourself.
That's like something that people get trained to do over a long time.
Yeah.
So many factors to get in, and also just getting an actual kiln, because it costs so much.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's like definitely cheap when you consider it, but it can be a big additional cost when you just start a class.
So we did have like the Winter Arts Festival last semester, where on campus students sell their art. There's kind of little workshops, and there's like chili bowls, the famous chili bowls. Did any of your ceramic bowls end up being sold for chili?
Actually, since it was my first semester, we didn't make like bowls on the wheel yet. We made like handmade bowls, and I didn't really sell anything. I was kind of embarrassed, like, oh no, I'm pretty new to ceramics, and get surrounded by people that are like really, really good. But I think this year I might sell some stuff.
So what was holding you back the most from selling? Just like the fear that you don't think you were good enough at it yet?
That, and because I didn't know about it at first when I was in ceramics, so I didn't make enough things to like actually sell. A few things I made, like I just keep at home, like right on my studio. I made like a few cups and bowls, and I just use them to hold like art supplies.
Yeah, that's the best thing about that class, that you just get free mugs.
Yeah.
I mean, not really free, because you're paying for the studio fee, but you get free mugs. You do... I'm going to deviate a little bit. You are a little bit of a foodie.
I am, kind of.
Let's talk about that a little bit. So what's your favorite food at the moment?
At the moment... So I would like a lot of food, but recently, I've been making pancakes.
What kind of pancakes? Like traditional American, like
I feel
French?
Like pretty traditional American pancakes. And I read some online reviews about like instant batters, because actually making the batter itself from scratch every time is such a pain.
Mm-hmm.
So Google guided me towards this brand called Aunt Jemima's or whatever, and I just add water. It's like, it made one of the fluffiest pancakes I've had. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. And my friend, who is like a waffle fanatic, he just like eats it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you prefer pancakes, or how do you feel about waffles?
I feel like waffles are amazing, but I don't have a waffle iron. Yeah.
I feel that. They're also like kind of a pain to clean the waffle iron. So
it seems so, yeah.
Yeah, getting all the crevices. Do you have a favorite restaurant at the moment?
Is it bad if I don't know it, remember its name?
No, it's fine. What kind of food is it?
So it's a kind of like traditional Japanese food, and it's in Little Tokyo. I went there for my birthday a few years ago. Mm-hmm. It's still my favorite. Like, this year, I want to go back, but I completely forgot the name, so I'm just kind of, like, navigate through Little Tokyo.
What kind of food was it? Do you know?
So, there's this sashimi, squid sashimi. We had a lot of sashimi there, but it served other stuff, too, like mm-hmm. ramen. So, squid sashimi, when squid is, like, fresh, it's kind of, like, sweet, and it's really crunchy. Like, it's surprisingly crunchy, but not like crunchy as in a nut, but has like a bite to it.
Yeah, because when squid isn't like, when you have squid any other way, it's really like chewy, and that really turns people off a lot. But I think changing that texture really brings a lot to it.
Definitely. And uni.
Oh, I love uni.
Yeah.
So you don't remember the name of it, you're just trying to find it again.
Yes, it'll be an adventure.
Oh, hopefully that's a good adventure. Hopefully you find it again, because that sounds really great.
It sounds like there's a lot of stuff there anyway, so, like, I'm probably just going to eat my way through Little Tokyo to find it.
That's fine. Little Tokyo has a lot of really great food spots. My personal favorite is the curry house, so.
Ooh.
So you're also a little bit of a tea enthusiast, too, right?
I am.
What's your favorite kind of tea? Like, blend, floral, fruity, black, oolong?
I generally like just black tea with lemon, but during this time when it's getting hotter, I really like hibiscus.
Hibiscus tastes really amazing iced.
Right.
What do you have tea with you right now?
Actually, I do. I found it.
Sorry.
My thermos, which is like washi tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had hibiscus and raspberry tea.
Is it iced or is it hot?
I forgot to make ice,
last
night, so it's just cold water tea.
Oh,
I tend to cold brew my tea. A little bit is like out of inconvenience of actually heating up water. Sometimes I'm just lazy. The night before, just toss in tea bags, and it makes a nice brew.
Yeah, that's good, because it's kind of difficult to make a cold tea, especially for like such a big, that's like a 32-ounce bottle, so it's you have to brew, you have to use a lot of like bags or leaves, and it's really inconvenient.
Yeah, I've actually considered like trying to get more loose leaf tea, because the amount of that I drink.
Yeah, ever since Teavana closed down, it's been a little difficult to do that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's always David's tea.
Yeah, does David's have a local, like an actual shop, or is it just like I've only seen online places.
Actually, there's one near here. It's like in the Topanga Mall Outdoors one.
Oh, I'll check that out then. If any tea enthusiasts are out there, go ahead and find David's Tea. They do some really great stuff there.
Are we allowed to just like
just promo other stores? I don't know, but hopefully some David's Tea enthusiasts are going to be out here now.
That's true.
So going back kind of to the art aspect, how often do you find yourself art blocked?
Oh, I feel like I'm constantly art blocked until I'm like inspired. But even then, like, I think the hardest part is like, you know what you want to draw or paint, but you have to find a way to like get there. Like, sometimes you have like a pose, you want people, like you want to draw, but you don't know how to draw a person in that pose. So you have to find friends or like use a mirror and pose really like weirdly.
Mm-hmm. Getting that like reference out, and you have to get all the references yourself. That's
definitely
really difficult.
Yeah.
How do you, like, aside from just kind of figuring that out, how do you get yourself out of like an art block funk?
I think for me, a lot of times I just take all my art supplies and I just use them without too much thought. It's kind of like abstract art, but really I'm just playing with my art supplies, kind of getting a feel of it, and then slowly I move towards harder exercises like drawing a circle, like shading something simple like an apple, or you know, circles. I like circles.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move on to harder things, and that kind of transition from doing playing with your art supplies and getting kind of like, it's almost like muscle memory, and like exercising it, and then using like, I don't know how to explain it.
Kind of gets you back into the groove of it while you're like practicing
like
your
basics.
Yeah,
kind of like a flow.
Yeah, I understand that. So you just kind of like wait it out by doing that until it passes then?
Yeah, like it's still like, I'm not exactly like super focused on anything, but I'm still using the art supplies, and I feel like just seeing or feeling. That's what I like about traditional art versus digital. Like, you can feel the art, like, because you're using your hands and everything.
Mm-hmm. Are you, do you have Did you ever end up getting an iPad?
I did, actually. I also got an iPad pencil to draw.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit before you came on today. So you prefer traditional art, though, a lot more?
I do, and I feel like, although I do want to try digital art eventually, I feel like I want to really focus on, like, basic stuff in traditional art first.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of also want to take a class where someone guides me when it comes to digital art, because there's so much like technical stuff that guides you on that way.
Yeah, digital art is kind of a learning curve, but what program do you use, or programs, I guess?
I think at first, when I first started, I got Krita on my desktop, and I used like the Intuos.
Mm-hmm. The Wacom, right?
Yeah.
Wacom Intuos?
Yeah, Wacom Intuos. It was like the third one, I think.
Mm-hmm. So what about on your iPad? Do you like use Procreate?
Oh, yeah, I bought Procreate. It's just sitting in a corner in my cloud.
Oh, no. I mean, Procreate's very useful, though. It's just...
A lot of people say really great things about it, and I've seen, like, amazing art made out of it.
It's a lot of... Like, I've had an iPad for definitely longer than you have, because I know you've gotten yours more recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a learning curve. So, and there's a lot of things that you just have to kind of go out in yourself and find out about. So just look up tutorials.
Yeah.
So you've also worked with Monica, who is one of the art professors here at Pierce, up in the art gallery.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things do you do with her?
So usually I help her install shows, and sometimes I actually get to help her plan the layout of a show. So it's like kind of like an exhibition design thing that we get experience in. And we have to put a lot of things in consideration. For example, we have to make sure everything is is ADA compliant, where mm-hmm. a person in wheelchairs can like go by and still like see the art show. Like nothing is too tall or out of their way.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we try to like make sure everyone is accommodated.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are just curating the gallery.
Mm-hmm. We help her.
That's good.
Curate, and it's fun.
So how many of you guys are up there doing that?
So right now we have free gallery mm-hmm. workers. We and times outside of installation we sit there because like the art needs to like be watched while it's mm-hmm. open.
Mm-hmm. And then you guys are currently setting up for the next show, right?
Definitely. Right now the current show is only gonna last until the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And
that is the prison art one, right?
Yes, the prison nation one, but had a lot of political posters. Mm-hmm. And the next one actually is going to be the student show, where students can submit their pieces that they made inside an art class here, and they can submit it and maybe win a prize or just have their artwork like
on display in the gallery,
yeah,
which is a different experience for a lot of people.
It's definitely pretty cool, like having your art like be part of something like that.
And when is that going to be up? Do you know when that one's going to be up?
We're going to already try to start like getting submissions mm-hmm. after spring break.
Okay.
But I'm not sure exactly when it'll be up, because it's going to be like people have to submit enough pieces, and then it's going to be juried like who gets like the win.
Yeah. I guess kind of as a closing statement, do you have any words that might want to, first, anybody that might want to pursue a studio art degree like you?
I think the first thing to ask is like, are you sure you want to like do it? Because just like any other career decision, it's a pretty big change. And with art especially, it can be a fairly risky change, because you're not exactly sure if you can get a job in it or like sustain yourself in it.
Yeah, I understand that.
I mean, it's not impossible, it's just also very difficult.
It's difficult,
so it's
yeah.
something to consider for sure.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate that so much. Thank you so much for coming on today. So you don't have an Instagram or site up yet, but if you do in the next couple of months, please let me know. I'd love to like update my followers on Instagram or Twitter or on Facebook. You can catch him around on campus. Check out his work. His name is Ronald Liu. When the student art show comes around, you can see him in the gallery. Hopefully he also has other stuff up in there too, or at the annual art festivals. There's not going to be one this semester, right?
No, we usually have it like during winter, right?
Yeah. All right, so whenever that comes around, feel free to check it out. Thanks so much for coming on with me today.
All right, thank you for writing.
Yeah, of course.
It's been a fun experience.
Yeah, thank you. And then thank you so much for tuning into the studio. I'm Paulina Vidanez, and you're listening to KPC Radio.com.